This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing a business forum with the Sultan of Oman. Prime Minister arrived in Muscat yesterday evening on a two-day visit to Oman in the last leg of his three-nation tour. We now take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
ये भारत का मॉडल है, ऐसा मॉडल जो 21st सेंचुरी की दुनिया को नई उम्मीद देता है। इसलिए आज जब भारत मेड इन इंडिया चिप बना रहा है, एआई, क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग और ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन को लेकर मिशन मोड पर काम कर रहा है, तब दुनिया के अन्य देशों में भी उम्मीद जगती है कि भारत की सफलता से उन्हें भी सहयोग मिलेगा। साथियों,
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the Indian community and students in Muscat during his visit to Oman on the last leg of his three-nation tour. The Prime Minister said diversity in India is a strong base of our culture. He said for Indians, every day brings in new colours, every season becomes a new festival, every tradition comes with a new idea. That is the reason that wherever Indians go, wherever they reside, they respect diversity. Earlier, the Prime Minister addressed the India-Oman Business Summit in Muscat this morning. He said the summit will give new direction and momentum to bilateral ties between the two countries. He said business leaders are the inheritors of a historic maritime legacy, linking Mandvi and Muscat across the Arabian Sea. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the India-Oman Business Summit in Muscat today. He said seasons may change, the friendship between India and Oman continues to grow stronger with time. Highlighting 70 years of diplomatic relations, the Prime Minister said, the partnership is built on trust and friendship and now looks ahead to a prosperous future rooted in shared heritage. Addressing the summit, Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal called the day a watershed moment. He said India and Oman will sign the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, aimed at deepening trade and economic cooperation. A discussion on pollution in Delhi National Capital Region is listed in today's business of the Lok Sabha. The discussion will take place under Rule 193. The discussion will be raised by Member of Parliaments Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, Kanimori Karunanadi and Basuri Swaraj. In Rajya Sabha, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will move the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 for consideration and that the bill be passed. Renowned sculptor Ram Banji Sutar passed away late last night at his residence in Noida, Uttar Pradesh. He was 100 years old and had been suffering from age-related illness. Sutar was known for designing the world's tallest statue, the Statue of Unity, in Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over Sutar's demise, saying he was a remarkable sculptor whose mastery gave India some of its most iconic landmarks, including the Statue of Unity in Kevariya. The Prime Minister said the Sutar's works will always be admired as powerful expressions of India's history, culture and collective spirit. He added that the works of Ram Banji Sutar will continue to inspire artists and citizens alike. Delhi Minister Pravesh Sahib Singh today hit out at former Aam Aadmi Party government and former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for not doing anything regarding rising air pollution levels in the national capital in the last 11 years. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he accused the Aam Aadmi Party of being unable to remove mountains of garbage, repair footpaths, e-waste management, clean the Yamuna River and cleaning of roads. In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. According to the police, a team of District Reserve Guard was sent on a search operation after an intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in Kistaram area. Additional teams of police and security forces have been rushed to the area. An intensive search operation is going on in the area. Government has said that 440 Eklavya model residential schools are functional across the country to provide quality education to the tribal children. Replying to supplementaries to the questioner in Lok Sabha, Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram said government has sanctioned 728 Eklavya model residential schools. And that is the end of this news bulletin.